News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, religious retailer Veritas closes today in Dublin City Centre after almost 100 years in business, leaving only its Newry store still in existence. The Dublin shop opened in 1928 and will close for the last time today at midday. Regular Veritas shoppers came to say goodbye and get something in the closing down sale. Henry McKean sent us this special report.
I'm here on Abbey Street in the heart of Dublin, and I'm outside Veritas. This particular shop, this religious shop, opened 100 years ago, selling religious books and other materials. It's closing today at midday, and Veritas have said with regret they've announced their permanent closure of this Dublin City Centre Abbey Street store. And I'm going to go in and chat with some of the customers and the shopkeepers.
We need good bookshops, you know.
I'm having a chat with Sister Svitlana from Ukraine. Will you miss Veritas after it closes?
Yeah, for sure we will miss it. As I have heard, it's the only religious shop here in Dublin. So for sure we will miss it because there is no other possibility just to buy a good book. Yeah.
And being a nun, it's nice for you to have this on your doorstep. It's kind of like your bookshop, really.
Yeah, for sure. I'm really surprised. I'm new here in Ireland, so I'm surprised that the only shop will be closed here.
I come here for prayer books and books of Pope Francis and Bibles over the years, especially the last 5 years, and it's pretty closing here.
So you like the prayer books?
I do indeed.
Do you pray much yourself?
I pray a lot, yeah.
My name is Evelyn Gaynor, and I was the head of retail for Veritas.
We're talking about it in the past tense. It's closing after 100 years. At midday. For you, you knew the customers quite well, the same faces.
Oh, we did. We had regular customers who've been shopping in Veritas for years. It kind of wasn't just a place to shop, but it was a place where people used to come and have a chat. We knew them by first name basis, and they knew us on first name basis. The customers themselves are really sad to see us go.
So Veritas was founded 100 years ago to publish religious books, leaflets, pamphlets, materials across Ireland.
Yes, well, we do a variety of stock as well as the religious. We did a really nice giftware range that sat nicely with religious goods. Our books are on meditation and counselling and addiction. So there's quite an array of subjects with the books. So yes, it is still in demand and there is still a big market out there.
It's a sad day for the staff too. Some of you have been working here 40 years.
Oh yes, so we have members of our staff in the warehouse, I think roughly around 46 years. We've had staff members 35 years, 27 years. So it's a long time for staff to have worked in Veritas. So it is a very sad day.
An end of an era.
Absolutely, end of an era. And very sad for customers also, because they're regular, they come into us all the time and they have their chats. If there's anything worrying them, we're always here on hand to help them out. So I think for both staff and customers, it's definitely a sad day and an end of an era. They're very devastated over the close of Veritas. They never thought they'd see the day where Veritas would close down. And their worry is now, where do they go?
Where do they get this religious
merch? Where do they get their... You know, their books, their gifts. The gifts were kind of unique that you wouldn't kind of get them anywhere else. They were really personal. The customers will definitely miss Veritas.
There were times I bought books in here, so yeah, I don't know where I get the books. That would be, you know, they might be in other shops, but they'd be in corners and you'd never find them, I suppose.
You're just picking up a book for your mum. So will you miss the shop or will your mum miss it?
I think more so my mum. I'm just doing like a chore.
You're just doing a chore. What book are you getting?
A few prayer cards. The Veritas Sunday Missal and Blessed Oscar Romero. I suppose with young people that are less interested in religion now, and you know, Christianity is, I don't think, as popular as it used to be in this country.
I'm very sad to see it go, because there are certain books in here that you can't get anywhere else. You can only get them in here. Absolutely, it's an end of an era. I am sad to see it go.
The end of an era indeed. Henry McKean reporting.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.